Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I understand a lot of people don't like to hold hands in public.
Really?
Yeah, especially if they don't know you. Yeah.
Can I hold your hand?
Right. I'm lost. Will you help me find my mommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, we're creeping closer to Christmas.
Oh, yes, we
are. Ever so close, yes. Yep. So I figured we'd better revisit the top 10 ways to tell that Santa Claus is a cowboy.
Okay, yeah.
All right, shall we?
Let's.
All right. Number 10, he moved to the North Pole to avoid paying alimony.
Cowboy.
Definitely cowboy. Now, we should probably qualify this.
Okay.
All right. There's a difference between day working cowboys, rodeo cowboys, wannabe cowboys.
Drugstore cowboys. Midnight cowboy.
Yeah. You can apply this to whomever you think this sees fit.
Okay.
All right.
Or a farrier.
Right. If you know somebody who moved to the North Pole to avoid paying alimony.
That fits.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Then this is your guy.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9. His sleigh floor is covered with alfalfa leaves, baling twine, vet wrap, used needles, and an old AI sleeve.
What about a hot shot?
And a hot shot.
You got to have a hot shot for Rudolph.
That's like Yvonne Hollenbeck's poem about her husband's ranch truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, empty Ralgro containers. Oh, her favorite was Twinkie wrappers.
Oh, Twinkie
and
wrappers.
Twinkie wrappers, yeah.
Mine would be Ding Dong.
Ding Dong wrappers, yeah. Yeah, okay. Number 8. He would rather crawl down the chimney in the middle of the night than risk waking up his wife.
That's right. Sneaky.
Yeah, I
can get away with this.
Sneak in, sneak out.
That's right.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah.
That's like our mother. Nothing ever got by her.
No.
All right. Number 7. He tells his wife he has been out all night with flying reindeer, elves, and other fictional characters. Honest, honey, I was out with Rudolph and the boys.
Blitzen and his wife were having a hard time.
Give a new meaning to Blitzen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Number 6. He does his best work one night a year.
One night.
Yeah. Just one night.
Best
does
work.
His best work. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway, I better not say that one. Number 5. He missed more than one Christmas to go to a roping.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I like where it says more than one.
More than one.
More than one, yeah. Okay, yeah. One might be excused, but...
more than one.
More than one, you're a cowboy.
Yeah.
All right. You're a rodeo cowboy. All right, anyway.
Team roper.
Never mind.
Yes.
Number 4.
Yes.
His nose is red, not Rudolph's.
Had too many martinis.
Honest, honey. Rudolph and the boys.
They're having a hard time.
They are. Had to console them.
Yeah.
Number 3, he always carries a handyman jack, tow rope, and a bag of sand in the back of his sleigh.
You darn tootin'.
Does that remind you of someone?
Absolutely.
Yeah, our dad.
That would be Jim Nelson.
Yeah, yes. And anything else he had for weight. He left his anvil in there.
Anvil stand.
Yep, everything. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number 2, he has hit more deer with his pickup than he has hooked to his sleigh.
Ouch.
Yes.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ow. Let's see, he's got 9 hooked to his sleigh. I'm almost there. I'm getting close.
Well, if you go back 40 years, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm past it.
We got a great show coming at us here, big feller. You betcha. But let's start with Brent Hill, Cowgirl for Christmas.
Christmas in skin tight jeans, brand new truck and trailer and some Caprio cheeks. But if I can only have one thing on my wish list, Santa, won't you bring me a cowgirl for Christmas? I'm so doggone lonely out here punching cows. Used to love a single life, but I need some loving now. It's cold and it's December, Santa, please remember me. I'm writing you this letter telling you just what I need. I want a cowgirl for Christmas and skin tight jeans, a brand new truck and trailer and some Caprio cheeks. But if I can only have one thing on my wish list, Santa, won't you bring me a cowgirl? And skin, if she don't mind feeding cows while I'm sleeping in. And if her daddy owns a ranch in California, if her mama likes me too, well, that would be okay. If I want a cowgirl for Christmas and skin tight jeans, brand new truck and trailer and some Caprio chinks. But if I can only have one thing on my wish list, Santa, won't you bring me a cowgirl for Christmas? Santa, I know you would surely understand. Underneath that are just a simple man. Surely you get lonely too, just talking to your reindeer. Santa, I'm a begging you, I'm about to go insane here. I need a cowgirl for Christmas, skin tight jeans, brand new truck and trailer, and some Caprio cheeks. But if I can only have one thing on my wish list, Santa, won't you bring me a cowgirl for Christmas? Cowgirl for Christmas.
Oh yeah, cowgirl for Christmas. He probably doesn't get any better than a Christmas present that, like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we missed number one.
We skipped out on number one.
Well, we ran out of time in the intro.
What was number one?
Yeah, well, he knows where all the bad girls
that's
live.
Right, that's right. He does.
He definitely
he
can
knows
tell
where
that
they live.
Santa Claus is a cowboy,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
There you have it.
There you have it. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? tell them where this came from.
Well,
okay, I'll tell them the title of the show.
Okay.
And then
you give them the title.
And then you tell them what happened.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Conversations around the dinner table. All right. We recently finished Thanksgiving. So,
yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Well, this is going to be TMI, okay?
It really is.
But we're going to go there anyway.
Cover your tender ears if we're. but it's anatomy.
It's
medicine.
It's life.
It's life, especially when you get older.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I went for my annual checkup.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Went physical.
And the doc said, you know, took my blood pressure, temperature, blah 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 blah.
Sure.
Yeah, you're
oral,
too fat,
oral
you're...
or rectal? Yeah. Anyway,
just the taste.
Okay. Good. Yeah. all right.
Anyways, we're getting wrapped up, and he says, is there anything else that we need to address or talk
okay,
about?
Okay, for number one, I can't believe you actually told him. But,
well,
you know, well, yeah, I mean, you're there, and you're spending money
well,
on this. Why not?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I got the Cheshire grin on my face, and I leaned back in my chair, and I says, do you have a pill for these hemorrhoids?
Yeah, right. Help a cowboy
help
out.
Help a guy out here.
Yeah, help out a
well,
brother.
And he had his mask on, right?
So he was probably smiling underneath it, or was he?
Yeah, I could tell by his eyes.
Yeah.
There was a grin there,
was,
right?
There was a grin, yeah.
And he goes, well, no, I don't have a pill for those. He took me serious.
Okay.
But then in the same breath, he goes, yeah. Well, does hem-
yeah.
then does hemorrhoids run in your family?
He says to you.
I'm telling you, this is the God's truth.
Yeah.
Do hemorrhoids run in your family? Okay. Well, and I got to giggling, and I says, well, honestly, I can't tell you. I says, it didn't come up around the dinner table.
Exactly. Conversations around the dinner table.
So how are your hemorrhoids?
Yes. Why are they called hemorrhoids?
That and not asteroids.
Right, exactly. They should be. It should be called the other, shouldn't it?
Yeah,
right, yeah. Okay, well, anyway, just for information for your doctor, I don't have a problem with that. All right?
Okay, you're all not right. inheriting those.
No,
okay.
I guess it doesn't run in my genes.
But
okay, never mind.
But diarrhea
does. Yeah, right, yeah, there you go. Oh, my
gracious. So that's what sparked this
conversation around the dinner table. Well, I have heard that the best thing for hemorrhoids is a cold metal folding chair. That's what I've heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you got to sit on it naked.
Naked?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, all right.
That'll take care of the piles.
Shrink right things right up. Yeah, okay. There's a little too much information.
TMI.
Okay,
TMI.
Sorry for the introduction here, ladies and gentlemen. But we had to address it.
Why are we talking about dinner conversations
around the dinner table?
Hemorrhoids never did come up.
No, they never did come up. Thank heaven.
But other things did.
Okay, now there are some things that you should not.
Depends on who's at the table.
You should not talk
right?
about the dinner at around the dinner table.
Right,
and we'll
right.
talk about some of those. But right now we're going to ditch out to a commercial. And when we come back, the Flying W Wranglers have some music for us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.